prior to the training, I was not.
I'm recording this now.
Okay, go for it. Prior to the Inner Throne training, I was not stepping up in my position within Mankind Project. I was living on the fringes. I was leading, but a lot of times that leadership was by default, not by intention. At work, it was the same thing. I would sort of stay within the defined parameters, but I wasn't taking initiative. Passivity was the rule of the day. With my woman, the same thing. She was initiating sex. She was initiating deeper connection and deeper conversations. So in my work, in even my men's work and my involvement in the local men's community, and absolutely in my marriage with my wife, I was not taking initiative. I did not trust what I could offer, and I didn't want to risk. So that was before the training. As I started to take the training, three things occurred in each of those areas. I have been asked by my boss, who I work for out of New Mexico, to come out there in September and to relocate to Albuquerque and ultimately move to Tucson to open up the Tucson market. That happened directly because of the transformation that I experienced by taking Inner Throne. And as I began to take more initiative, I was creating more value. As I was creating more value, this man is saying, you can have a much larger impact on my business. I want you to take this role. I want you to be more involved.
So basically, I can say with full integrity that as a result of you taking the Inner Throne training, you were promoted and you moved into positions of leadership both at work and in your spare time. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. And then the other thing too is that taking initiative with my woman and trusting that I'm able to offer something of value to her and come to her and talk to her instead of coming like, well, I'm not really sure this is going to mean anything to you. I don't really know. It's just kind of like this real uncertainty sort of little boy energy coming with a strong initiative and saying, well, what do I want here? What is it that I'm looking for? And then move into it by actually taking action. So the impact is my experience in my marriage and the leadership position, the shift in leadership. Both of those things, all three of those areas, but both of those moves. So for me, it's about getting out of passivity and moving into being active and trusting myself, trusting my intuition.
So I want you to speak this in some way. I'm recording this, so maybe we can just publish this video.
Sure.
But this is what I'm starting to get about the marketing. You know, I really like, you know, the archetypal language and the mythological frame and everything. But I think in terms of marketing, we just need to say, you know, I got a promotion. I started fucking my wife like a champion. You know,
Right.
You know, these are the things that we need to speak to.
Because the outcomes is what the man is chasing. He doesn't care about the process. If you tell him that he has to stand on his head and yodel, and you know, I mean, he's gonna.
I knew something was missing from my training.
Because if a guy can have self-respect, get laid, and get paid. If he can get those three things around his life, he's willing to do just about anything. And if he's really honest with himself, he doesn't feel connected to people. He doesn't feel connected to his power. He doesn't know his place in the world because he can't find his sovereign on the interior. So the outworking of sovereign energy looks like initiative and creativity, and it looks like creating value and having an impact that's measurable.
Great. So I want this to be transformed into two concise lines.
That gets me excited.
To be put on the webpage. And I'm also going to ask you if I can just take what you just said and post it.
You got it.
The video.
Go for it.
Cool. Carlotto.
Yes, I'm thinking as a rocker ball. Maybe I said this before, but before I entered this training, I was I have done a lot of work, like in AA and NLP work and psychotherapy and Prozac, you name it. And I had a lot of different tools and strategies, and it was all kind of blur in my head.
Yeah.
It did work, but mostly short term.
Right.
And so I have to repeat it and repeat it. And when I get into this training, especially the breath of fire exercises, which really connected me to my body, because I was always in my head, always new ideas, creative, blame game, whatever, it's always in my head. And I have a bad connection or a weak connection to my body.
Lynn is going to love
this training.
This.
It just like it's really, really cracked me up. And and during the first two or three days of the breath of fire, I cried and cried and cried. And I was really, really, I can feel it now. It's really coming back. It's so strong. And I could give myself permission to cry and to feel these feelings, like they was stuffed somewhere in my body. And this really opened me up. Hmm. And always when I just made this exercise, I could feel a new deep commitment in my life. Like I was, wow, I felt so strong. I felt really, really connected and congruent in my body and my brain, and everything just fell into place. It was amazing. And it gave me like a full power. All cylinders started kicking in. The first, before I started training, I had two or three cylinders and they was whopping around and the wrong mixture and the wrong fuel. And when I think back on this, what this energy and this clearness or congruence gave me was a clear direction in my work, and my it was kind of my purpose awoke in me.
Yeah.
And I've been working with men and coaching for many years, but now it's less. Ah! It was so deep and so strong. And I really knew what to do and not to do. So my decisiveness got really clear.
Hmm.
I let all the bullshit go, and I only did what I had to do, and that's what I hated to do. Confronting my fear and my weaknesses and my disempowering beliefs.
Yeah.
And I really, really, really got back on the big track. And also connected to my higher power and to my body and my brain and my balls. And it was really amazing. So I got really back on track on my life purpose. Yes, that's the essence of it. And then the woman show up, you know, who I told you about.
Yeah, yeah.
She found me and I'm going to visit her. And
yeah. So how can you summarize that in one sentence?
And also I said, I came alive.
Nice.
I really came alive. I came online.
That sounds fluffy. Mm. I came alive.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Let's get some real meat to it. People are not going to believe that. Like, I went on this online training and I came alive. Oh, bullshit.
Yes, that's just a bullshit word. Because the story is the important thing.
Yeah.
The narratives.
Yeah.
All the other big headliners and bullets, they are just a facade. Facade.
Mm-hmm.
Like a mask.
I just have this sense of being watched right now, and it makes me think that I'm just going to keep this recording going and see if this could actually be a really cool way of communicating to the tribe here, to the people, the men who are considering coming on.
There's something that I got a hit on when I was listening to Carl Otto, and
yeah.
Focus is something that I have never had in my life. I have avoided structure like the plague, because to me, It meant, okay, well, I'm committing, and if I commit to something, well, now I've actually got to produce. And that terrifies me because I don't know if I have enough under the hood to actually produce the things I want in my life. Mm. So I'll dress up in drag using this archetypal language and doing men's work, but I'm still in the shallows because it's safe. It doesn't cost me anything. But yeah. After doing the training, the one thing that I would say, if I had to move past just talking about taking initiative and moving from passive to active, the other thing is I'm not afraid of being committed to something. I'm not afraid of focusing on something and being willing to give myself to things and recognize, you know, what Carl Otto said, which is there's bullshit on the periphery of my life that I occupy myself with because I'm afraid to really live. I'm afraid to really commit myself and pour myself into something, what's important to me most often. So I sort of am playing at life, but there's this congruency and this inner dynamic, and I hate shit like that. I don't know the language to put to it, but there's a real sense of a centeredness. It's a felt experience,
yeah.
And it has an impact on how you choose, how you show up, how you interact, what preoccupies you, and there's so much more real focus around my life of me evaluating what matters and what doesn't and what do I want to give my energy and my time to. And what starts to fall away
awesome.
Are the things that just don't, they just don't matter anymore because in my sovereignty, I trust myself. When I trust myself, I can listen to the direction that's coming internally and all those worrying about what people think of me, worrying about how people may misunderstand me, or maybe I'm being too strong, or maybe it's going to come across the wrong way, that diminishes and there's a greater sense of confidence of, no, I have what it takes to deliver this in a way that I can be heard, and
yeah.
It's going to help this person, or it's going to come across with enough love but clarity that they're not going to misunderstand me.
Here.
And it's a different skill set, but it comes internally, and you find that in the hard places that we go in the training. You don't find that just kind of, you know, fluffing your way through, sitting in a circle, or even accountability practice. This is different. It goes deeper, and the emotional piece that Carl Otto talked about, man, I felt so much grief at one point. It hurt like hell. My physical chest hurt. When I started doing my father's biography and I realized how little I knew about him, but how much shit and judgment I had an enormous story around the man, but I didn't really know him. And after I grieved, I had so much compassion for him. I saw him and saw myself differently.
Oh.
So.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I really felt that. Really, really. Yeah, thank you.
It touches me.
Mm-hmm.
What you say about your dad. Started thinking about my own father. Yeah.
It's not enough to be tired of it. It's not enough to sit and cry alone. It takes a certain strength to come to your brothers and begin to talk about how wounded we have been, how isolated we feel, and how much we need each other. That's what the training did for me. I opened up different, and I opened up from a place that cost me something. But I felt held. Every 90 minutes we spent together, I felt safe. Safe enough to step up in ways I would have been terrified to do anywhere else. But once I stepped up in the training, I was able to do it in other places in my life in a real way, and I'm
right.
experiencing the results of that.
Right.
Mm. I feel I just got a much clearer transmission of Max than I ever have.
This is it, Ivan. This is it.
Well, I'm recording.
Yes. Thank you. This is it, yes.
I think
there's just one more thing that I want to say.
Hmm. Yeah.
When we talk about, you know, in Mankind Project, we talk a lot about going to war when it comes to guts. and there's this deep sense of work that goes on over a weekend. But see, that is a beginning point, and it is absolutely essential and necessary. Coming home to your sovereignty and beginning to live life engaged is what this gave me. And none of the training and none of the reading and none of the meditating and none of the other things, and it's not that those practices aren't good or there wasn't benefit, but the way this was structured, and not just the framework you created, Ivan, it's the places that it took me in myself and with the guys I was working with in the triad, it was Ewan gave it a really beautiful word, which is archaeological. He said, it took me into a place where I got to know who I really was.
Right.
And Coralado said the same thing. When I realized I had a king, there was a disconnect, but when he felt that sense, other things came into perspective. And I think that's what that move into sovereignty does, is it creates not only an interior strength that I lacked, but it creates a greater awareness of a desire to order my life differently and show up differently. But it's not manufactured. It's an organic thing that begins to flower and occur through this process and through this training.
I think my vision from the get-go with this was really just to give a transmission of my own sort of inner kingdom to the participants. And that my main teaching wasn't so much in my material and so forth as like a felt sense that I had been growing in myself for 15 years, 14 or 15 years. And I was really helped by David White in the last month or two before I launched the training. He was really central to this training for me. And it was like me with David White and with all kinds of other men that I've been learning from, you know, and then you guys with me and then other guys again with you, you know, it just becomes, that's my vision for this. It's like, mm-hmm. if we can actually awaken the kings inside of us men, there is, yeah, there's a lot of fucking good stuff that we can make happen in this world together.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. If we can show some actual proof, to help up some actual proof, like Gary was talking about, some actual proof of this training.
Yeah, I think we're getting there.
Yes, I think so.
Like this conversation right here, we're putting, you know, our finger on a pulse that needs to just ripple into these men as they consider going on this training. It's like,
nice. Yes.
Landing page, yeah, cool. We need to make a good landing page. We do. That's marketing and it's necessary, but we also need transmission.
Yes.
Yes.
And how can we get transmission into the marketing? How can we actually transmit sovereignty in the marketing? That's my question.
Do we have permission to transmit?
I don't know.
There was one guy who told me about taking levels of initiation in your life, and he was like some spiritual guy. And he said there was some thresholds in your growth. And there was a threshold guardian who say go if you can come up to the next threshold in your evolution.
That's true. And Sway spoke quite a bit about that.
Okay. So do we have permission from the threshold God to do this work? Do we have the blessing?
Well, here's the deal, Coralado. I think that what is real here is that when men, at least if we do this right, when men tune into what's on offer here, the very sales process will be like a threshold guardian. Just by entering I think they're actually confronting something inside of themselves.
I agree.
Mm. And that's...
I'm not sure I understand.
What I mean is like... With what's on offer here in terms of its capacity to really impact a man and really move him into sovereignty, and like the deeper intuition that I believe lives in all of us, I think on some level a man knows what's at stake in the moment of clicking the buy button.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might scare some men away simply because they're not willing to pay the price of letting go of their immaturity, of letting go of their selfishness, of letting go of their, you know, arrogance and irresponsibility. I'm not using pretty words here, but I think they are relevant. They're not willing to go there yet because, as you say, they haven't suffered enough. So in the moment of clicking that button, it's like, Are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you want to do this? It's like, it might be level one in the computer game, and it might be like, not super badass motherfucker, like with the kung fu skills at the end, but at least it's still somewhat scary, you know, and then the bigger threshold guardians are going to come after that, but still.
There were some guys who told me in AA when we joined the AA, when you stopped drinking, and that was because we have hit our bottom. And some guy who said to me, well, you don't have to die. The death is not necessarily your bottom. You can raise your bottom to where you are today and call this your bottom. And then start from here and move up. Make sense?
Yeah.
Perfect sense.
It makes sense, and it also sounds like it could become an evasive maneuver.
Evasive maneuver.
Meaning that, okay, so you've raised the bottom, and then something starts screaming in the basement, but no, there's nothing down there anymore because I've raised the bottom, so I'm not going to feel that. That's what I mean.
Okay, that was not what I meant.
Were you trying to get at the point that you don't have to die? Meaning that the ultimate price to pay for being an alcoholic would be death, but what he was saying was you can actually choose to make wherever you are today, having suffered to the point that you've suffered, this can be your bottom, and you can start from here?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
I can hear both. I hear what both of you men are saying. On the one hand, it's like asking yourself the question, aren't you sick and tired of suffering? Is it going to take death for you to wake up? Because at that point, it's too late. But at the other point is, you better know that you're ready to make a decision and have really touched something in yourself, or there's going to be those things that you ignore because you're like, no, I've already dealt with it. Not really. No, you haven't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See them both.
But I don't think we have to tell these stories or describe this bottom. I think when they recognize the things we are talking about, where we're coming from, where we came from, what we did, and where we are now, those three steps are recognizable in every man.
What did you say? Repeat that, please. I'm just going to record them.
Oh.
I liked what you said.
I had a blackout when you said that.
Oh, it disappeared, huh?
Yes. Just snap me back in.
I don't know how to do that. I'm sorry. Okay, then we'll save it for later.
Maybe I remember. Just keep talking.
Yeah, I'm yet again. I'm noticing this feeling of, it's not quite a tension. It's more of like a suction in my solar plexus. It's a mild frustration mixed with like a lot of fucking, you know, let's change the world ferocity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the tension and the nervousness is wrapped around that energy, so it doesn't quite.
I have a vision of a key hold, and we really want to have a key that fits in this hold.
Okay.
When we are talking about this key, we can see the key hold, but we don't have the right key. But we are on a good, we are really, really close to it.
What I really like about this, here's the deal, guys. I want this to be a brotherhood experience from beginning to end. I don't see why the tribe and the participants who are going to be on it can't be part even at this stage. Be part of what we are doing right now. This is what I'm enjoying in Ali Shanti's community, Eyes Wide Open, is that they actually record all of the planning meetings and stuff like that, so we can get like a direct transmission of what the behind the scenes activities are like. And I think right now, so like three men on purpose trying to serve the world in a powerful way, I think that in itself is very valuable. Like, I've been speaking to some men already on these calls that are feeling fucking lonely and that they can't find good people around them. You know, so I think that's part of their shit, but at the same time, you know, there, it is true that some places in the world, it's harder to find men who are committed to, fiercely committed to this kind of work. And I think just by showing us connect in this way, I think that will serve them in some way, to give them hope.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Totally.
Definitely.
Agree. Yes.
That said, I think I'm ready to start moving on with the agenda. I have an agenda. Have you? Are you keeping track of the planning document? Or is that just mine for now?
To be truthful, I haven't looked at it today. I haven't looked at it since the last time, because we were kind of following along. Do you want to share that so we can see it again?
I have shared it, so it should be in your Google Drive.
Hang on one second.
So I'm still, so the payment platform is up and running. It's not fully featured yet, so the coupon codes and everything are not ready. So have you looked at it, guys?
I looked at the payment page, yes.
Yeah, so you know what it's like. So what I want here is, by the way, does it seem appealing to you? Is it a payment page that you'd like to see yourself if you were in the buying position?
I can't say. I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it? Okay.
You know, I've seen it once, but that was just for a brief moment.
Okay. So even on this page, you know, it may not be ready, I don't know. Even on this page, I'm trying to give these guys a feeling for, you know, how this is different, that this is not just another, you know, get rich quick scheme. It's not, you know, we're not in any way trying to cut corners here. So that's why I'm, you know, basically telling them, you know, if this and this and this is true for you, then you shouldn't take the training. And I've featured you guys, written about you, written about our money back policy, and then, you know, our Stripe integration at the bottom. I don't know if I want to put more content about the contents of the course on this page. I think they will get to this page from a page where they see that content, and that page isn't done yet. So this page currently is just being used for men that we have already spoken to on Skype, yeah?
Yes. And I think that that's how, if you're asking a process question, I definitely think that's how the process should be. I did look at the payment page, and I looked at the money back guarantee, and I liked the language that you used, essentially helping guys to recognize whether they are really qualified, if this is something that they are prepared to deal with or not.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. If they're qualified to take the training, it's an interesting perspective.
The training
I'm
is...
not seeing the planning document. Let me find.
Oh, is that what you're working on? Maybe I'll need to send you another invitation. It's definitely shared with Gary Warren.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm having to dig back through my...
Can you see it here on my screen? Shared with Carlotto and Gary?
I can't see the screen. I just see the videos.
Yeah, I'm only seeing the 3 video panes as well.
Oh. Okay. So now you probably see my screen.
Not yet.
No. Still 3 videos.
It says here, you may be experiencing degraded audio quality in your recording. Please close any unused. Okay, now it's fixed. So you can't see my screen?
No.
That's really weird.
Share your screen, please.
Well, I am sharing my screen. It's just not doing it.
Ah, here we go. I see it now.
Okay.
Me no.
Nope. Oh, nope. I got the link for the payment page that you posted in chat, and I opened that, but I'm still not seeing. No, I don't know why, but it's not showing up.
Yes, I clicked at the link and see what's happening. You're moments away from securing your place. Okay. Don't proceed. Proceed. Okay.
So Max, you're looking for the planning document, and you're looking at the payment page, Colorado.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm trying to dig back here through.
But Ivan, you posted the link in the chat.
Yes.
Here. Yes.
Fuck. I'm not sure I wanted to do that. Well, the payment page, I think the chat isn't being recorded. I hope not. Then I will have to change the URL.
Okay, finally.
Found it?
You'd think I would. Yeah. Meanwhile, back in the village, it's like.
Right in front of you all along.
Okay. So, payment platform report, implemented basic, non-implemented auto generation of course platform user accounts, Facebook advertising. Okay, today's agenda, status of the platform. Discuss potential affiliates. I'm actually where I need to be now, I believe.
Good, yeah. So, well, affiliate platform, I'm looking at it. It's more complicated than I thought it would be. Affiliate WP, and it's not working exactly as it says on the box. So I'm still looking into that. I still feel a little bit insecure about the technology, if it's the right one, to be honest. And but the trial period runs out tomorrow, so yeah. Adeep has said it should be okay. I feel only, so happy with it so far, but it's only based on really limited understanding.
Is it possible to do tribe work on the callings?
What?
Like 3 and 3 or 5 and 5 groups?
Yes.
Talks at the calling?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That was a key feature. Why do you ask?
I remember you couldn't figure out how to do it, or it didn't
work. Oh, we can do it now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. I have seen this this platform before, and I have a good experience. But I haven't used it myself, but I've been
affiliate on AWP?
No, this this webinar, GoToTraining platform.
Okay, you probably use GoToWebinar.
Yes, I've been on this webinar.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll see. I'll just keep working on the affiliate technology. We really need to get going with that now. So I feel a little stressed about getting the affiliate registration page out there, because we don't have a lot of time at this moment, and there are some big shots out there that I think could help us, like Mike Rostowski. Lynn and you have been talking about him, and Lynn, you know, really loves his stuff, and he reckons that there is a synergy there, and he also reckons that there's a lot that there's a lot that I can offer him or something like that. So we might even want to try and get him on the training. If we could get him on the training, we could open up to his tribe, which is bigger than mine, by far, I think. So that would be cool to have Mike on the training.
That would be awesome.
So if you and Lynn could work to make that happen, Max.
Yeah.
After he launches the School for Men. You know, he's
after
in
he launches
and launch.
School for Men.
Yeah, I don't want to pester him when he's in the middle of a big launch. I wouldn't like that, I don't think. I think he launches that tomorrow.
I'm pretty sure it's a go tomorrow.
Yeah. And his training is 10 weeks, and it's $2,000, way less attention, I imagine, that I give, because you know the amount of attention that I give. I don't know. So I think, you know, in terms of seeing what other people out there charge, yeah, I think this is a reasonable training. Reclaim your enthrone.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
We trust it.
Yeah, so I don't think the pricing is really the big problem. How do we... I just have a sense that Mike is better at attracting men who can actually pay. I just guess. I think that he is... I don't know much about him, Max. You probably know more, but he has some business background or something, doesn't he?
Oh yeah. Yeah, he worked in the corporate arena, and I think he's probably spent a lot of time with a more of a business focus. So I would say that's probably something that he's maybe cultivated.
Yeah.
But I would not sell yourself short in terms of the amount, the draw that you have. My first interactions with you were very impactful, and the times you and I have gone to a deeper level have left a huge impression on me. I don't know that a business background necessarily qualifies one guy over another. I think that what it really is that there's this guy, Grant Cardone, who talks about obscurity, and he said the reason people aren't, you don't have more of cash flow or more visibility. It's just that. It's really getting out of obscurity and getting in front of more people. When people start to recognize you, and you're already a recognized man in terms of expert in archetypal work, it's just creating, I think, the relevance You know what I'm saying? I think maybe for some guys who get the framework, they know what it can do. I think other men may be looking and going, this sounds really cool, but how does that impact my daily life? And maybe bridging that for them, helping them to understand, you know, that would be a powerful way of communicating that. That getting back to the metaphor that Carl Otto was using about the key and the keyhole, we're seeing it well. You're identifying the transmission you want to make. How do we craft that in a way that the guy who is able to hear it can hear it and respond and say, I'm in?
Yeah, I have no doubt of the impact of the training and the value of this. In terms of the business and the marketing aspect, you know, I'm still learning. And I think that's where the key challenges are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to fill this training. And we have paying participants already, but I want more. Way more.
Of course.
I don't think you should worry about it, Ivan. The participants, they will show up. They who's ready will show up. Somebody will send them to this training. I'm totally convinced in that.
Cool. Yeah.
And I do my work in Denmark to spread the news.
Yeah.
And also
I really appreciate that, Kalona.
I also have access to a Facebook portal in Australia. A guy named Mark Bones, I think, is an entrepreneur, and there's a lot of coaches in down south in Australia, and they're also into this work, and I will post the landing page there as well.
Here's the deal. The email list for InnerThrone.com right now is 436 people, and it's not growing fast. Even with the Facebook marketing, which clearly hasn't been nailed yet, even though it seems fucking good to me, I've just attracted like 5 people from Facebook. And 436 just ain't cutting it. We need, I would like to have 3,000, I think.
Right.
You know, by the time that we launch this training.
Mm-hmm.
I take that number somewhat randomly out of thin air, but it actually, you know, yeah, it feels good in my solar plexus, that number. What about you guys?
I'm just curious about where, how do you send out these ads on Facebook? Which countries? And
I can show you this marketing campaign right now if you like.
Yes, I was thinking about Sweden.
Can you see my screen now?
No.
Well, fuck that. I'm sharing it.
I've only got 3 video panes.
That is a problem. I thought this was robust technology. I don't like the fact that it's not working now. Okay, so.
Why does it make
we view in window mode?
What about now? Did anything change?
No.
Fuck. I don't want this to happen on a live call.
It just seems strange because it was working so smoothly just to not work. So from your status standpoint, you look good on your end and it looks like you're sharing your screen, but we can't see you. I wonder, it's got to be a setting.
I'm not sure. Maybe it's my internet connection. I'm not getting the right speed. That's for sure.
Presenter has control. Let's see that. Attendees, you can talk.
Man. Yeah, my wireless goes slow every once in a while. It's pretty slow now. Well, if you can't see it, then yeah, no good. I can't show you the campaign.
I was thinking about Sweden. Southwest of Sweden. There's a lot of strong feminism in Sweden and a lot of men who's lost. Maybe they're ready.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe they suffer enough.
Yeah. Well, they're suffering, that's clear, but I think they kind of like their suffering, some of them.
Yes, actually, I think they do. They're masochists.
I'll
come up with some ideas. I will think about it. Where are the avatars?
I think... I don't know what to do here. It's well, let's just ignore the screen sharing for now, and then just move on.
Okay.
So 3,000. If I was more of a pro, I could give more of a reason for that number. But right now, I'm just running with intuition. Which means that we need to, what does that mean? We need to attract like 100 people per day. That's a lot compared to the list today.
So that is
significant.
That will require a strong focus on affiliate marketing.
Absolutely.
I'm a little disappointed with the turnout of your affiliate research in the US, Max. Is there any traction in terms of putting this out on MKP US lists?
I can send it out. What I need to do, Boysen and I never connected, Ivan. I tried several times to reach out to him to say we need to catch up,
right,
and I haven't been able to catch him live. I had two questions. I want to make sure we address where you're going.
Yeah.
As far as spreading the word among the MKP guys, I can take the landing page and fire that out there again. But if we can get Boysen on board, that would be a big help in terms of getting the word out. And
yeah.
I have I'm going to call Randy today. I did send him an email. I'm going to follow up with him today live, and I'm just going to stay on top of it till I get him, because that's just how, because he's busier than the three of us put together. But I will get a hold of him. And one of the Trello items that we had under the affiliate was a virtual men's gathering, and we included Boysen, who's this side of the pond, Tom Kelly, Mike Taylor, Richard Arsic. I don't know Rich, but I wanted to ask you about that, because you're talking about adding 100 people a day to be able to kind of crack that nut of 3,000. Do we have time and energy to give to a virtual men's gathering? Can we throw that out there to get guys talking about this, and particularly those men who may have a group of constituents, their own tribe, that they can share this with?
Well, I've already shared it with them internally in the group. I can ask a little more. I think they're all busy, and they may not realize the power of the work fully. So they may not be like as excited about it as you guys are. I think that's natural.
Sure.
They do have great deal of enthusiasm for it. So I will check in with them again. And, well, I actually have asked if they want to be affiliates, but I don't have an affiliate platform to offer them yet. So that's really the big bottleneck right now. I don't have the affiliate system.
How can I support you in cracking that nut? Because we keep coming, it feels like to me we keep coming back to the mechanics of that platform working well and you being confident and having it set up. What can I do from that perspective?
I'm not sure. I think at this point it's so dependent on RDIP to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a technical thing by now. I do feel a strong desire to understand this better myself, Max. So if there is any way that I can delegate to you, I will definitely let you know.
Okay.
Right now, you know, the payment page is taken care of. Today, I will need to look into the affiliate page and registration for the affiliate systems and so on and so forth. But let's, what are your leads? It's Randy and it's Poison.
Right. And I can reach out to Mike. He and I have connected through Facebook several times and there are other MKP guys that I can float this to directly one-on-one. But in terms of men that actually have a position of influence and a network, Randy, I talked with Andrew about it, and I don't think that he understands it. He's kind of on a little bit of a different page around his focus as a coach right now. He's involved in an open men's circle, but the guys that he's communicating with, Ivan, are not prepared for this training. They're not ready to go to this level.
Okay.
You know, he's supportive, but he doesn't have a mailing list of even 500 people. So it's sort of a non-starter if he was going to get any kind of exposure, a couple people. What about Casey Capshaw?
Yeah, he's willing to have a chat with me, so he wants that. I know that he frames this as mythopoetic work, and he's not a big fan of that. It's not been a part of his own personal growth. So,
okay.
I don't think he has any idea of what is actually in this training. That would be, you know, my job to get across, obviously. So I can follow up with him. It's just not something that is at the top of my list, simply because I need to look at this affiliate thing.
Sure. No, I understand that. I'm only going off of Trello trying to make sure that we've at least aired all of this and talked about it.
How about you just send him a text on Facebook or something and ask him if he knows about the Inner Throne training and then build some enthusiasm.
Okay.
Just like a random dude out of nowhere.
Well, I think it's important to just do it because we honor these men.
What do you mean?
It's not selling. It's an honor to receive the message because we've been there.
Yeah.
And when we honor that place in them, it's not pushy or selling. It's just a referral.
Yeah, like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel good about it.
Yeah, me too. Actually, me too.
Because I've been there. I know what it is. And I honor that place in these men as their sovereignty. Not because they are losers or anything. Because I just respect them as men.
Mm-hmm.
That feels really good to hear. Has me pause and feel more deeply into myself. I find that a powerful perspective and one I'd like us to really stay with for the rest of this prep period.
Cool.
Yeah, that this is actually offering service.
Yes. And this is the price. They are not the price. Training is the price.
Hell yeah.
I love it when you're smiling like that. You have this great big smile. I just melt. That's really cool.
Oh. Nice. Okay, so I had a desire initially to reach 50,000 men, so that 50,000 men learn about it in some way. I don't know how many will learn about it through the Effective Man Summit tomorrow. Maybe 10,000. Hearing about it in this context is simply reading about it somewhere, or you know, having some kind of exposure to it. So again, you know, it's a pretty arbitrary number, but yeah, I would just if you can get something out on Authentic Man Programs mailing list, I think that's another 10,000. That would be an interview with me talking about the work. So that would be 20,000 only there. You know, I don't know if these numbers are accurate. So these are things that are guesswork right now, but I don't think it's unrealistic. Like Thomas Fries is probably going to send it out and he has 2,000.
Good.
And experts on my list might want to share it. Maybe Terry Patton, I don't know. Terry and I...
Is there some woman who works with women? And these women have men's?
What do you mean?
Well, the keyhole is sometimes to reach the woman.
Yeah, true. I don't know though, if I had a partner and she came to me and said, you know, I have this training to you that would make me enjoy you more. I might feel a little bit defensive.
If she said, you do this training, I leave you.
Then
he will wake up.
I'm not sure I would accept that man on the training, Colorado.
Well, you just talk to me.
Okay.
Hey, but guys, it's important that women talks about this anyway, not because they want their men to go to it, because they have seen men who's been to this course, they have heard about it,
yeah,
and they are curious and they want real men to wake up and something like that.
Yeah.
Not the pushy way, but the awakening way.
Agreed.
Just like I felt when in your videos with Lynn and the other woman there.
Sway and Serena.
Yeah. Sway, yes.
What was it that touched you?
She kind of blessed my journey. Swig.
Yeah.
I just felt like she was symbolized by the earth and the feminine, and I was welcome.
Wonderful. I have a backstory about that interview. I just had an argument with her just before starting it. And then we were like, it was in a tough place with it. And then, so no, let's just do it. And then there's something with the two of us that when we switch into service mode, man, having eyes on service is just, all of the problems fall away in a sense.
Yes, yes, I feel that too.
It changes the whole perspective. It changes everything.
It's not about us even.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I have to go. I have to try to grab a bite to eat, and I've got a 10:30 call for my other job, so I have to leave, which saddens me because I want to be able to hang out and finish this. But I've got marching orders, and I've got stuff from Trello. I have my notes as well.
Yeah. One thing before you go, Max, you know that we're going to do a trial webinar on Monday, 8:30 p.m. Central European time. And what I want to do is to try the technology just briefly first. So if possible, I'd like to send you out an invitation for tomorrow, and we just connect for 5 minutes on that one.
Yeah, no worries. Let's do that.
Yeah? Same time as today?
Yes. That
then
works for me, bro.
I can make it.
You can't?
No, not... I'm not sure.
When could you do it?
I have... 14:30. Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yes.
Ooh, it appears I can't. But if we do it at one hour earlier, I can. That'll be really early for you, though, Max.
What time? You 7:30?
7:30 your time, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, then I can't. Sorry.
Then you can't. Okay. Well, I don't think I need more than one of you.
It's okay.
I just need to...
Testing.
Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead.
You sound a little sad, Carlotto, but...
Yeah, that's so sad.
Do you want to be there?
I trust you guys. You'll handle 5 minutes without me.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, thank you, Dad. We go play now.
No. Max can go to work, and we should finish this.
Okay. Bye, Max.
Gentlemen, see you. Bye.
Hold on.
Arigato. Arigato-san. Yeah.
Yeah, no shit, det er ikke virkelig, det her.
Hva er det som ikke virker?
Nei, du ikke kan forstå, eller vi, du kan ikke dele skjermen, eller se.
Nei, jeg kan ikke det. Jeg kan prøve en gang til. Nå. Hva med nå?
Nei. Kanskje hvis jeg slukker videoen, så... Nå er det kun din video.
Let's keep speaking in English in case we need to, or we want to publish this in some way.
I can view in window mode right under the video tab.
Okay.
And then I can see my desktop.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'll contact Phil in Citrix and ask him why this happened. And yeah, I think we're done.
Okay.
One thing in terms of the discount, you know, we're talking about 879 versus 949 yesterday. I realized that with the payment platform that I have today, I don't have coupon codes or anything like that. So I don't think I'm going to be able to keep switching these prices, which means that, at least for now, they're all going to be $879 probably. And then in terms of the $70 that we were talking about, we need to find another way of compensating and feeling into what feels good to both of us.
What are we talking about? $70?
Yeah, well, I wanted to give you some sort of an incentive for doing these
okay,
calls.
Okay.
But I won't be able to do it in that way. At least not for now, with the technology that's in place.
It's okay. It's only money.
Yeah, well, we'll find a way, you know, to feel good about it, and yes. maybe it's financial, maybe it's something else.
Yes. No worries, Ivan.
Okay, that's good to know. I appreciate your support today.
Fine, good.
With the marketing.
It looks better.
It does. It's still not converting as well as I want, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it's gonna take. But at least now, you know, I have some more concrete information for you guys. Could we actually work on that right now for 5 minutes before we end the call? You know what you're going to write in terms of an extended testimonial. You know, more concrete details. You were talking about a lot of good things, but just like, have you been able to do something new in your business? Have you been able to have a different relationship with women, whatever it might be?
Right. I think I need just to sink in and relax for a bit and connect to what happened. I just can't take it right now.
Okay, yeah. It's a mouthful already. Your digestive system is working. Yeah.
I hope so.
I get that.
Yes, and to be concrete, maybe two or three things.
Yeah, I think we need more concrete stuff here.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's actual proofs, yes.
Yeah, indeed. And I'm going to look at adding some sort of a teaser at the top of the landing page.
Before and under and after the course, concrete benefits and stuff, like woman, job, purpose.
Hmm.
I can check up on the bullets and see if I can write something about the bullets, because that's a kind of brand promise.
Okay. Yeah.
And then they can recognize what did it do for me. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Good stuff. Well, have a nice day.
Yes, you too.
Yeah.
Our motorcycle is running.
Cool. Yeah. Yes. I think I'm gonna have to get a driver's license for motorcycles one day myself.
That's the good. Good fun.
Imagine that. Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye.